Jared Johnson joining us on the program. Jared, good morning, buddy.
What's up, boys?
What's up, man?
Okay, quite a swanky smarway we had on Friday. 40th birthday party for our own Scott Reardon. Drunk Josh, 7 or 8 Diet Coke and rums in. Next thing you know, he's trying to throw hands. It's a mess.
No, it was a good time, man. I'm still kind of feeling it, actually.
Yeah, Jared, thank you for swinging by the party. That was a very nice surprise, obviously, in town for the Ravens-Eagles game. But you're up here on TV Hill. You did the show with Millsy, drove down with Millsy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I see your big goofy ass walking through the door. And I was like, fun now.
Mills is here.
Hey, so I got a story I haven't told you yet about that night. So, left. I don't remember what time it was. We left, it's getting a little late in the night. So I venture out, start walking back to my hotel, walk around the corner, guess who I bump into?
Who?
On Terrell Suggs, my boy.
Oh, yeah!
Ran right into him. So I got to see him and his boys and got to hang out with them a little bit. And then said goodbye to them, rounded the corner, walked 2 blocks, stepped onto a sheet of ice, and busted my butt.
But you're okay. Nothing major. Just sore.
No, I was good. It was kind of funny because I popped up waiting to hear people laugh and whatever, and I was all by myself. So laying there in the middle of the street all by myself, looking around what the hell is going on?
You're just laying on your back thinking, I played in the NFL for a Super Bowl winning franchise, and meanwhile, I'm laying in the filthy streets of Baltimore freezing my ass off with a blown out hip.
You know what else?
How have I fallen so far?
Probably good is that you had a couple of pops in you. So, they say when you're loose like that and you're limber and you don't try to brace yourself, it's actually better. You don't
stiffen up. Yeah, so you don't break anything.
Exactly.
Like a wet towel hitting the ground, man. I was good to go.
Yeah.
So did you get a chance to see any of the Eagles-Ravens yesterday? Get a chance to get eyes on that game?
I did. I was doing some sweet appearance stuff. So, in the boxes, nobody watches the game. Everybody's out, drinking.
And people, people don't understand when we say that because we have a dual – you've been to our suite, the dual suite. It's like a radio and TV. It's too wide. It's gigantic. There's food.
There's too many distractions.
And it's like everybody's like, that's got to be great. It's like if you want to watch the game, it's the worst place in the world.
It's not good to watch a game in our box because you got people up there doing client service, fancy pants sort of stuff. Oh, no, I absolutely can't wait to sell Josh an endorsement on your vape kiosk.
So
I would love to.
You're stuck in some suite up there, and here we have Flacco throwing an interception. They run it down. They're mounting a comeback, and you're just trying to get an eye on the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was in 4 different boxes.
Hello there.
The first 2 were good. They were watching the game. The second was cool. I got to hang out with this 12-year-old kid. He was awesome. We hung out, watched the game. So that was the second quarter was the most I watched it.
Right.
The next 2 boxes, you couldn't even tell there was a football game going on.
So
if you think we're living in the lap of luxury.
Socially it's fun, but it sucks because you guys were talking about this stuff, about what happened to the game. All I know is we won, and they went for it for the 2-point conversion. That's it. So it kind of sucks in that aspect, but it is a good time.
So the big play everybody's been talking about was the fact that, they only had a couple of minutes left on the clock. They're in the red zone. They're ready to do this, and then Joe decides to pass. It's picked off. All of a sudden, they start mounting a comeback that, thank goodness, it didn't work out when they went for the 2-point conversion. Have you had a chance to hear any of Harbaugh's press conference, Joe Flacco's reasoning for doing so?
Yeah, I heard the bit that you guys played with Joe. I hope he didn't mean. I mean, certainly he doesn't actually mean. I just wanted another touchdown pass. I don't know.
It came out that way, but I don't think he... Because like I said to Millsy...
I don't think he meant it to be like
that. It's like, why in that moment are you concerned about personal stats when you should just be concerned about what is the best play to run to get the W and to be safe?
Yeah.
Not to pad out your,
your fantasy stats.
Third touchdown pass. Who cares at that point? Get the win and get off the field. Don't be like, sweet, let's fire it out there and get me another touchdown.
Especially in the situation that we're in, where we're essentially in the playoffs right now. You're in a horse race with the Steelers. You got them coming up this week, and everybody, coming in this week, everybody's like, got to get the Steelers next week. Got to get the Steelers. Well, yeah, we do got to get the Steelers, but, got to win this one first.
Yeah, but Steelers got momentum now. They just rattled off 5 in a row after beating Cincy yesterday, so they got momentum on their side. And Mike Anderson, please.
Well, I was going to say, earlier I was joking about Joe throwing the game with that pass or whatever. But I'm wondering, JJ, in all your time in the league, did you ever hear like any kind of rumblings or murmurings about anybody like getting money to throw a play or a ref getting money, anything like that?
No, not like a legitimate, like, organized type. I'm going to go out and throw picks. No.
Well, how about this? Let me piggyback that question. Have you ever had anybody that you saw that either end of the spectrum just checked out and was like not through the game but kind of half-assed it through the rest of the game because they're either throwing some temper tantrum or went into business for themselves and did the team no favors?
It's hard because even in the years when you're really bad, you're playing for your career.
Right.
You know, so you want to go out and that's one of the best ways to evaluate a player is when things are not going good. Go watch the defensive tape when a team is being blown out.
Right.
How they play in the fourth quarter. When the team has got three or four wins on the season, how hard do they play in December? The guys that don't play hard, the guys that shut it down, it's probably going to be their last season in the NFL. And it really is, especially if you're a young guy and you shut it down. That gets known. You get branded with that. When you play hard, like, it speaks volume for your character, and you usually will, you know, it looks good on your essentially your resume. So, yeah, guys do shut it down to some degree. Definitely a lack of focus when you're out of it, you know, but to totally shut it down is not a very good career move.
I'll tell you who had a hell of a game, and the announcers were going crazy for him, and he's still all over the place 13, 14 years in, is the guy you bumped into Friday night. You know, I don't want to put all his business out there, but Terrell Suggs,
damn,
home game, he's out on a Friday. I guess he got good rest on Saturday, and he came out and was just lights out.
Beating ass yesterday.
It's like he can still do it this far
Friday
in.
Friday night, I mean, that's – do what?
Well, go ahead.
No, a Friday night has always been kind of a – Friday night and Monday night are the nights when guys go out, get a bite to eat. I never really drank much on Friday nights.
Yeah.
You know, just because Terrell was out doesn't mean he was drinking. I mean, now I will say I have had teammates who claimed that they did not play well on Sunday unless they got blackout pissed drunk on Friday night.
Wow, really?
Damn.
That's Mike. It was like part of their thing is to practice hard all week, get blackout drunk on Friday, have a terrible hangover on Saturday, and ball out on Sunday.
That seems healthy. That's a good regimen. And also,
It was never my thing, but there were certainly guys that like to party on Fridays.
And you're talking about you getting back to the whole paying attention to people playing or not playing that are on losing teams or the losing effort during a game, and coaches and other squads probably remember that someone's, you know, stalwart nature. You look at the Cleveland Browns right now, which are 0-14, two games left to go. I've heard it said it would actually be better for the team to just go 0-16 because no one remembers 1-15.
Yeah, I'm getting drunk before the game.
I'm getting smashed at halftime. I come back out there a wreck, and I start doing every last flea flicker, hiding the ball under my jersey. At this point, they should just throw the rule book out and go nuts.
Just see how bad you can suck.
Just see how hard they can suck
of everything. Yes, I'm with it.
Throw the ball underhanded.
Throw it to the ref.
To the ref. Just run the wrong direction. Kick the wrong direction. I mean, how do you, as a player, when it's the odds are so insurmountable, it's physically impossible for you to have a good season at this point.
But like he just said, at that point, you're playing for your career, right? You as a person want to shine.
And you got to be terrified, by the way, if you are going to be in the 2017 draft to get drafted by the Browns. Because they're just going to have all the picks.
I worked this hard all my life.
My whole life.
My entire life. And then I end up
on the Browns.
You son of a bitch.
This sucks.
You son of a bitch. All right, Jared, Christmas Day, 4:30 p.m. at Steelers.
Yeah. This is what it's all about, man.
This is what it's all about.
Yeah, Christmas Day, this could be a Christmas gift from the Baltimore Ravens to their fan base. If they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers on Christmas Day, and then they could take out Cincinnati the way that they already did this season, playoffs are ours, and Purple and Black Nation is just throwing their backs out doing jump kicks.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it could be a great day, and I feel pretty good about it. There's something about the Steeler game, doesn't matter how good they're playing or how hot they are. you know, we always make it competitive. We always make it tough on them. And, you know, I don't, it's going to be perfect, man. It's what you want. You want to be in Pittsburgh in December when it's cold and nasty. It's what it's all about. So,
boom.
I hope that defense shows up. You know, they didn't play very well against the run yesterday. So I'm hoping they get after it next week.
All right, Jared Johnson, you can hear him alongside Kirk McEwen. Kirk McEwen Show Thursdays. Always awesome having you in town. It was great getting to see you on Friday.
Yeah, man, that was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, good to catch up.
All right, very good.
Absolutely.